And I'll start with a high-level discussion of Nexus, because we saw interest in Texas and just sort of movement among states. We saw that pick up in 2018 with the issuance of the United States Supreme Court's Wayfair ruling. So Wayfair concerned Nexus, and Nexus is the constitutional standard that dictates whether or not an outsider has to comply with another state's sales tax law. So it would say if you're a company in California, but you're selling into Texas, Nexus is what's going to dictate whether or not you got to get up to speed on Texas sales and use tax law. Before the Wayfair case came out, Texas and a bunch of other states had a physical presence standard. You had to comply with Texas's sales tax scheme if you were physically present here. And that could mean a retail location, but it could also mean people, you know, people or property. And as states were losing revenue a bit for online sales, we saw some stretching of what exactly constituted a physical presence. Could it be a sales rep? Did it have to be back office people? So that was getting a bit amorphous. But then we have sort of a whole new era come in with Wayfair and the approval of economic nexus. And so 2018 forward, we see the use of nexus being defined as economic nexus. So if you sell over a certain dollar threshold into a state, here in Texas it's $500,000, or if you engage in a certain number of transactions in a state under some other laws, you could have economic nexus with that state. Here in Texas, we didn't do sort of a 500,000 or 100 transactions, that sort of hybrid like some other states did. Ours is just, you're doing $500,000 of business annually here in Texas, you are sufficiently present enough to have to take on the headache and cost of complying with Texas sales and use tax laws. But what this move to economic nexus ended up doing was sort of put physically present and remote sellers on more equal footing, because whether you were in Texas or outside of the state, you now had to comply with the Texas sales tax scheme. And so companies that were previously outside of the state have an interest in saying, well, if I'm already going to have to comply with Texas sales tax laws, I might as well move into the state. Maybe it makes sense to put a distribution center here in the state because I can fulfill orders faster. So there wasn't that incentive to say, hey, if I just stay outside Texas, I don't have to worry about their sales tax. And so when you couple this change on the Nexus landscape with activities by other states like California and Oregon, a lot of West Coast states increasing taxes on both companies and individuals, Texas starts to look really good. But once you're here, it's not all roses. You know, staying with sales tax here for a minute, let's talk about data processing, because we see the movement of quite a few tech-focused or tech-heavy companies coming into Texas, and data processing is sort of where the grind between taxpayers and the comptroller is happening on sales tax. So not all taxes, not all services are taxable in Texas, but data processing is. Data processing is defined as the processing of information for the purpose of compiling and producing records of transactions, maintaining information, and entering and retrieving information. So it sounds like pretty rote and mechanical data processing functions. And by rule, the comptroller has sort of recognized this demarcation between sort of computer-driven versus human-driven services by saying, look, data processing does not include the use of a computer by a provider of other services when the computer is used to facilitate the performance of that service. So if the computer is incidental to making the service happen, that's not a data processing service. But, you know, anytime a state is looking to pick up taxing revenue, and when you're in a state where down at the legislature, people don't want to put their name on a tax hike, you get this expansion and contortion of existing definition of what is and is not taxable. So that's what we're seeing in data processing. Many taxpayers say it feels like the comptroller looks at it and says, hey, that seems techie, that's data processing. you should have charged tax on it, or you should have paid tax. Here's your audit bill. Whereas taxpayers are saying, wait a minute, the computers are incidental to what we're doing. This isn't a taxable service. This is not, the essence is not data processing. So we are not going to pay that tax bill. And this has been frequently litigated in recent years, and it's kind of going back and forth. We had the check-free decision come out first. That one was actually decided by the 14th Court of Appeals on transfer from the third court, which is the court that typically hears Texas tax cases, just because the trial court, it's mandatory venue in Travis County. So that ends up sort of, you're in Austin for trial, you're at the third court for any appeal. But here we had a docket transfer. So the 14th Court of Appeals says, hey, I'm going to look at third court precedent to decide this, and ended up ruling that online bill pay services were not, in fact, data processing as the comptroller had contended, because we see human intervention in this service in the form of monitoring for fraud and correcting errors, working with customers to correct errors. And so the court held that this online bill pay service was not, in fact, taxable as data processing.